From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States and China have reaffirmed their commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula, but have not agreed on a new set of penalties following North Korea's recent nuclear test. After meeting in Beijing Wednesday with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the two countries have made cooperative progress on issues such as climate change, but they remain divided over how to deal with North Korea.
We look forward to working with China, which China agreed today to do, to engage in an accelerated effort at the United Nations, instructing both of our representatives to work together to try to achieve an understanding about the strong resolution that introduces significant new measures to curtail North Korea's ability to advance its prescribed nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
Meanwhile, the Chinese foreign minister said Wednesday his country was prepared to support a new UN resolution against Pyongyang's nuclear program. Health officials in Denmark said Wednesday that a resident who had traveled to South and Central America had tested positive for the Zika virus. According to the World Health Organization, the mosquito-borne virus could be linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil. That's a condition that results in abnormally small heads in newborns and can affect brain development. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Wednesday whether to participate in UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. The UN Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, sent out invitations to the negotiations on Tuesday, but did not disclose who was on the list. VOA News.